This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The restaurant chain Chipotle recently increased paid sick leave, vacation, and tuition reimbursement for its hourly workers. Earlier this month, a court in Los Angeles approved a $2 million settlement with over 38,000 people who allegedly paid overtime, rest breaks, and minimum wage. These Chipotle employees and others in lawsuits across the country have joined a national workplace trend, filing class action lawsuits over pay. Anna Boyko-Wyrock with Rocky Mountain PBS iNews in Denver reports.
Brittany Swa started working at a Chipotle in Centennial, Colorado in 2010.
I started off as a crew member.
Swa ran the cashier, grilled meat, and served customers. She made $14.50 an hour and was eligible for overtime at time and a half. When she was promoted to apprentice manager a few months later, she expected to get more managerial training. But
the only difference would be like opening in the morning, I would run over to the bank, make the deposit. I mean, it takes you like 15 minutes.
And Swa says she was now averaging 55 to 60 hours a week.
If they needed coverage, you would be the one to cover, or somebody calls in sick, you got to cover.
And she was now an exempt employee and couldn't claim overtime. Swa is one of the tens of thousands of plaintiffs in settled and ongoing lawsuits from California to New York suing Chipotle for unpaid wages, either because they alleged they were misclassified as managers or because they worked off the clock, cleaning the store and attending mandatory meetings. A spokesman for Chipotle says, quote, "Cases of this kind are happening with increasing frequency around the country and are not unique to Chipotle." Under the Fair Labor Standards Act, federal lawsuits like this one have more than doubled in the past decade.
So it's very confusing to figure out how to exactly follow this law.
Lori Ray is an attorney with the Mountain States Employers Council. The federal law was written during the Great Depression, and Ray says rules on when to pay overtime, for example, are complicated, and there's a lot of room for error.
Plaintiffs' attorneys, the employees' attorneys, became aware that this was sort of lucrative ground for them to cover, and they started insisting that employers pay their clients for mistakes they'd made under the law.
Nantia Ruan says there's another reason. She teaches law at Denver University and is helping with the apprentice overtime lawsuit against Chipotle.
We expect workers to be on call and working tremendous amount of hours in a way that we hadn't been in the 60s, 70s.
Chipotle has now settled lawsuits with workers in Maryland, California, and Florida. In the coming months, wage lawsuits against the company in Colorado, Minnesota, and Texas are pending class action certification. In Denver, Colorado, I'm Anna Boyko-Wyrock for Marketplace.